From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, October 19th. Coming up, we'll learn about memorial funds honoring a local musician who died earlier this year. Nick Rudd was a stalwart on the Champaign-Urbana music scene for decades. But first, these headlines. Starting today, voters in Champaign County can cast their ballots in person and early at 12 different locations. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The early voting site at the Champaign County Brookins Center in Urbana opened last month. Now more early voting sites are opening. There are four sites in Champaign, including the Parkland College campus, and four sites around the county in Rantoul, Tolono, St. Joseph, and at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve near Mahomet. And there are three early voting sites in and near the University of Illinois campus, including the Illini Union. All early voting sites are open 7 days a week with expanded hours at the Brookins Center. Any Champaign County voter can cast their ballot at any early voting center in the county through November 2nd. On Election Day, voters casting ballots in person must go to the polling place serving their precinct. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
For more details on early voting hours and locations, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. Ameren says it wants a bigger role in creating the state's electric vehicle public charging infrastructure. Ameren and five other energy companies recently announced plans to build out a vast network across the Midwest. It's unclear how vast it will be. It's Ameren's first foray into public charging. Ameren's Teresa Shaw says the vision would put stations at major intersections of all nine interstates in their service territory, plus along major routes.
We think to feel comfortable, usually they suggest every 30 to 50 miles you would have a charger. And I don't think it would have to be a lot, but it's just enough to make people comfortable. They can hop on 55 and not lose any power in their car.
Shaw says Ameren is pushing for passage of a downstate clean energy package in Springfield that would create incentives for an EV charging build-out. Thousands of women's marches took place across the country over the weekend. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports from one in Champaign.
This is what democracy looks like!
Hundreds of people gathered at Westside Park on Saturday afternoon to support women's rights and inspire political action. The grassroots event was the only one registered in downstate Illinois. It was organized by two local women who were inspired by the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The majority of the crowd was women, but there were men there too, including Justin Hendricks, who says he felt it was his moral obligation to be there.
I have older sisters. I have younger sister. I have nieces. So that means I must be a part of what's happening now so that their future counts, their future is protected, so that she has a future, they have a future.
A handful of local female politicians were also in attendance, including State Representative Carol Ammons, Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin, and Champaign Mayor Deb Finan. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Monticello High School will move to fully remote learning this week after three students tested positive for COVID-19. Superintendent Vic Zimmerman made that announcement yesterday, saying the district made the decision because the cases, quote, may lead to multiple close contacts, resulting in a required quarantine of other students, end quote. Zimmerman says they're waiting for the DeWitt-Piatt Bi-County Health Department to complete contact tracing before resuming in-person instruction. Monticello has been offering both in-person and remote learning options this school year. Still to come, a local musician who died earlier this year is being honored with memorial funds that will benefit music in Champaign-Urbana. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Nick Rudd was a stalwart on the Champaign-Urbana music scene for decades. He died earlier this year. Today, on what would have been Nick's 60th birthday, Nick's wife Gina Manola is announcing three memorial funds for music in Champaign-Urbana. The Nick Rudd Music Fund will support annual concerts through the University of Illinois' Robert E. Brown Center for World Music, called the Nick Rudd Music Experience. I spoke with Gina Manola about these memorial funds and about Nick Rudd's love of music.
music is just what I think spoke to him and allowed him to express himself in a way that nothing else quite did. And he was so completely immersed and dedicated in the exploration of music. His curiosity was so expansive, and he was really fearless. His musical output, anyone can attest to, is so broad, and he would really, really study music and try to figure it out from the point of composing to perfecting his instruments. It's what connected him to the world, and I think how he processed and connected to the world.
And then maybe more specifically then about kind of his connection to the School of Music at the university and the Sudden Sound concerts that you specifically mentioned were something that he really, really enjoyed.
So Nick and I attended several Sudden Sound concerts. Nick performed with Jason Finkelman, who is the organizer of those concerts. Nick and Brian Reedy, who together formed Water Between Continents, an incredible guitar and drum combo that did improvisational jazz. They would work together, putting this music together through an improvisational format that then would turn into composed music as well. Jason had first seen Water Between Continents, and that's when he identified Nick as sort of a kindred spirit and someone who really loved improvisational music, jazz, avant-garde. All of those things were things that Jason, through Sun Sound concerts, as well as other concert series, has brought to the School of Music. Nick loved seeing those musicians that Jason brought through, musicians that wouldn't normally come through Champaign-Urbana without someone like Jason Finkelman and the School of Music supporting that. It was really meaningful and exciting for Nick. That was why establishing an endowment at the School of Music was really important to me as a way to honor Nick's memory in a really authentic way.
And then from that idea for the endowment, then how did you go about, setting up the specifics then for the Nick Rudd Music Fund?
I knew right away that after Nick passed, part of my grieving and healing process was to begin to imagine how to honor him within the Champaign-Urbana community, in which he's important to so many people. And so immediately I reached out to Jason, and I knew I wanted to do something. I wasn't exactly sure how, but we had some conversations, and then he put me in touch with the development people at the School of Music. I knew I wanted it to be a Sudden Sound concert series or something along those lines. So we have the Nick Rudd Music Experience. That's going to be the name of the concert series in his honor. And it will feature musicians that are representative of Nick's interest in jazz, the avant-garde, and improvisational music. And Jason's really the right person, Jason Finkelman, to help curate that, because he knew Nick well, they performed together. And I know that he will bring in the kinds of musicians that Nick would be honored to have perform in his memory.
That's the late Nick Rudd on guitar, performing with drummer Brian Reedy in the duo Water Between Continents. I spoke with Gina Manola about a fund in Nick's honor that will support annual concerts called the Nick Rudd Experience. Two other funds will purchase music and other arts-related items for the Urbana Free Library and support music lessons for two students at the Community Center for the Arts in downtown Urbana. To learn more about Nick Rudd or show your support for these memorial funds, you can visit nickruddmusic.com. And finally today, cool and damp out there, says meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Look for cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Ryan Denham, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.